You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Detroit Lions +7 at 20-23, with the Dallas Cowboys -7 at 20-21. The New York Giants losing to the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night means the Dallas Cowboys clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs. A couple of questions here. First of all, Gil, has this affected the line? And secondly, does this affect your thinking ahead of this primetime clash?
Yeah, I mean, to the second question first, absolutely. In the sense that you kind of, you don't really, especially at this time of the week here on, you know, 48 hours before game time, or in this case, 24 hours this week before game time, or this is the late game on Monday, so this is a lot before game time. We're so far ahead of this game that I don't want to commit in either direction, because this means nothing to the Cowboys now, as you point out. That Giants loss last night means the Cowboys clinched not only the NFC East, but they clinched the number one seed in the entire NFC playoff. So literally, they could sit all their players this week and next week if they wanted to, not saying that they will, and there'd be no bearing on the fact that they've got home field through the playoffs until the Super Bowl. So has the line moved? Not yet. It hasn't moved yet. It's still right around 7. You see a 6.5 or so pop up here and there. I expect this to go down. I don't think I'm stepping out on a limb by saying it'll go down some more. The question is by how much, because we don't really know how the Cowboys are going to play this. That's the issue here. We don't know if they're going to have the attitude of, well, we're a young team with a young quarterback. We don't want to lose any momentum, so we're going to just play this out as if these games matter. Or if they take the opposite tact, or some modicum of the opposite tact, and say, well, we don't want to get anybody hurt, Dave, and so we're going to rest some of our key players, or at least play them for a quarter maybe per game. And the biggest question of that comes down to the starting quarterback himself, Dak Prescott. Will we see Tony Romo these next couple weeks? Maybe we'll see him Monday night. The big issue for us as handicappers is we don't know the answers to those questions quite yet.
If I'm head coach, the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett, I'm thinking, why wouldn't I rest my starters in this position? And I know you mentioned momentum and maybe keeping that continuity looking to the postseason, but I'm thinking these are key personnel that we need throughout the playoffs. Why wouldn't I rest them, Gil?
Well, because you're a rational, logical person, Dave. And, well, we might go broke thinking that way. No, I'm with you. But, you know, there are people who are smarter football minds than you and me who feel the opposite. I think Bill Belichick, for instance, believes that resting players in the past has sort of hurt the Patriots on the way to the playoffs. At least that's his latest narrative about it. So, you know, in the Patriots case, let's say the Patriots were to clinch the very same thing this weekend, not saying that they will, but let's say they did. I'm not sure how the Patriots would treat week 17. In the past, they've arrested everybody. I'm not so sure that Belichick wouldn't take a different approach this year. So it's tough to gauge now that the Cowboys completely, because of last night's result, because the Giants cannot catch the Cowboys at all, this just changes everything about this game. The spread is still right there, again, as we do this on Friday morning here stateside, 6.5, 7, but that'll change. And in the Lions' case, we haven't even brought up the Lions. The Lions were thrilled by that result last night, right? Because they're like, great, now the Cowboys don't have anything to play for. The Lions still control their own destiny. If they win out, they win the NFC North. Of course, the big showdown for the Lions is next week against the Packers, which will most likely be for the NFC North title. But regardless of what happens in this game with the Cowboys, the Lions are going to be alive for, at the very least, a wild card going into next week. So this becomes the sort of strange handicapping thing that we haven't faced yet this year, which we will probably face a lot of next week in week 17, which is, what do you make of this right now? And the answer is, your guess is as good as mine.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Let's go. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.